Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Thank you for listening to this St. Louis on the Air podcast, brought to you by Lindenwood University's Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise. Examining market approaches to help solve economic and social issues, Hammond.institute.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A local blues band hit a high note last month when it won a big international blues competition in Memphis. Ms. High C and her Fresh Start band won out over more than 200 competitors in that event. Joining me in studio to talk about the competition and what's next are Jacinta Branch Griffin, who performs as Ms. High C, the lead singer of Fresh Start. Tyrone McCain is the group's drummer, and Tommy Johnson plays the guitar. Well, congratulations to all of you guys. What a coup to have come back with that big trophy. Was there a trophy, Jacinta?
Yes, we just haven't gotten it yet. It's still in Memphis, but yes, we received a trophy along with some other prizes.
The big prize, of course, is the win and what it's going to mean to the career of your group. I mean, what does it mean?
It means everything. It means that we're moving forward and we're getting ready to go on a lot of different festivals, Caribbean cruises, and everything. So we're right now in the studio, you know, preparing for our album. So this win meant a lot to me and the band.
Is it your first album?
Yes, it's going to be. I have a single, two singles, and so now I'm preparing for the full album.
Tyrone, what does it mean to you?
It means everything in the world, because God, He blessed us, you know, to do this. And I have a great ministry and help everybody else out.
Right. You excited about what's ahead?
Yes, sir.
Could be the moon. You could shoot the moon on this one.
Yes, sir.
Tommy, how about you?
Well, thank God I'm still here at the age of 74. I'm able to do this with High C.
How long have you been with the group?
Oh, I'd say about 3 years, something like that.
Jacinta, how long has the group been in existence?
Well, I formed this band about 4 years ago now. It's almost 4 years. This coming August, it'll be 4 years. Yes.
And this is your biggest moment, needless to say.
Yes, it is.
Tell me something about, you had to write a song to perform in Memphis. Tell me about that process, because you had to do it the last minute, as I understand it.
I did. I didn't know what I wanted to title the song. I didn't have an idea. I just knew that I got this phone call, and they said, okay, you need to get this original out here. And so I just said, it just came to me. I went upstairs, went in my bedroom. I was like, oh, I'm going to Memphis. I'm like, okay, Memphis, here I come. Here I come. And I just started putting some words together, and I formed this single.
You did it very, very quickly, because you had to. You had to have an original song. Well, let's listen. Let's listen to a good part of Memphis, Here I Come. Hear what you sound like. Hear what the group sounds like.
Yes. Hey, y'all, I want to go to Memphis. Y'all want to go to Memphis? Here I come. Gonna put on my
All right, Memphis, here I come. Ms. High C, going at it. I'll tell you, if you're going to do perform at a contest down in Memphis, it's a good thing to mention Graceland and barbecue.
Yes.
That gives you one leg up on it. Mm-hmm. Tell me something about the competition. There are 200 groups participating. That's a lot of people involved. How is that whole thing structured? Over how long a period of time, for instance?
Are you talking about from the beginning of the process that happened that started that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, not really quite sure of how many different bands were, you know, at the different locations. We had like BB King's, 152, 10 Fin, you know, I think it's 10 Fin. It was a lot of different clubs down Bill Street, and they had so many different bands that was in competition at those locations. Mm-hmm. I was at 152, mm-hmm. and I had to compete that Wednesday, that Thursday. And then what they did was they combined the schedule, I mean the points, you know, of everybody, you know, down Bill Street, and then that determined who went to the semifinals that Friday.
That must be quite an event to organize something like that.
Oh, yeah. I had three judges on Wednesday, and then that Thursday I had three more different judges. And then they, like I said, they combined the points, and I received, you know, an email that I was going on to the semifinals that mm-hmm. Friday. Mm-hmm. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 38. It was narrowed down to 38 bands that went to the semifinals, you know.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that was still a lot. And, so we stayed up all night, you know. We stayed up, and when we saw our name on the list, I told them, I said, well, we got one more hurdle to go, one more. And so then we did that Friday night, and they calculated all the points from, mm-hmm. you know, and then the 38 became 8. And at this time, the band was really tired after performing, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So they went to sleep, and I stayed up all night. Mm. And when I stayed up and I saw that it was, you know, the 8, and we were part of that 8, I just said, you know, I got to take it on in. So
How many members are there in the band?
It was six of us, and then myself.
Yeah, Tyrone, how do you prepare for something like this?
Well, I meditate on it, and I pray about it, and believe in God, I'm going to win.
That's all it takes.
Because all it takes is faith in God.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a different degree of nervousness performing in a competition like this than might be the case otherwise?
Yes, sir, it is.
Uh-huh. How do you deal with that?
I go on with it and believe in God.
That's a big help to you, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Something you feel strongly about. How about you, Tommy?
Well, I believe in God. I had faith in the band, and I asked the Lord to take us there, and he did it.
You know, the belief in God obviously is important, but it also comes to my mind that a lot of people who are involved in the blues world come from a gospel world, come from a church world. And I know, Jacinta, that's been the case with you. That's your background, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. How important is that, was that, and is that to what you're doing today?
Well, it's similar. You know, I've been singing since in the church choir since like 5 years old, you know, coming from being
come on,
a preacher's
come on into
daughter,
that microphone a little bit.
Coming from being a preacher's daughter and all, you know, I grew up in the church, and so I love gospel, you know, and then hanging around with some of the different blues bands, it started seeming like it was, you know, kind of similar to me, you know, and I was like, well, I think I can do this, you know, and then I just started singing the blues, and, you know, it's really funny because when I sing blues, a lot of people say, oh, she sound like a gospel singer, and then when I, you know, if I'm at church or whatever, they say, oh, she sound like she sing blues, so...
Church background important to you, Tyrone?
Yes, sir. My family been in church all their life. My mother and father, they raised me in church. My grandfather, and I've been in church ever since I knew about it.
And how long have you been playing the drums?
Ever since I was about 7 or 8 years old, pick up a set of drumsticks and it just happened like that.
Yeah. How about your church background, Tommy?
Well, my father was a minister and my stepmother, she was an evangelist. And I was raised up in the Church of God in Christ, Saints Baptist Church. I learned how to play drums in the church. And I just love music.
And you're playing the guitar, correct?
Right, I play guitar now.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I say over 25, 30 years, something like that.
Jacinta, what about St. Louis blues, the version, not the song, but St. Louis blues are different. I mean, it moved up from New Orleans and came to St. Louis. We have our own stamp on it, don't we?
Yes, yes. As far as the blues connection, I'm kind of fairly new, you know, at it. I started listening to blues real strong, I say, about maybe 13, 14 years ago, you know. And so I'm not really, I'm learning the history, you know, a lot better right mm-hmm. now, you know, but I like the blues. Mm-hmm.
What did you and your group bring to your music that other people don't, do you think?
Well, I believe like when, for an example, going down to Memphis, we do that Delta blues, you know, we do the...
How would you describe it, Tommy? How would you describe it?
That's the Delta blues we do. And we do some R&B blues. And we just mixed it up.
Delta blues coming up from New Orleans. That's what we're talking about. We talk about Delta blues, right, Tyrone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. We have a caller who wants to get into the conversation with you guys. Let's bring in DeVault calling from St. Louis. DeVault, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is DeVault Chappell. I run a nonprofit known as Blues Dance St. Louis. We're actually going to be teaching a beginner lesson to blues dancing before High C goes on for the Blues Jam at 5:15 at KGHX.
All right. Well, what do you know about that, Jacinta?
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting there this evening. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. I'll be down there around... about 5:30, mm-hmm. and we was asking all the musicians and singers to come down to jam session. Mm-hmm. Yes, and
How much busier have you guys been since Memphis, in terms of you know, doing things like what's happening tonight?
Well, I've been busy really all along, but it's picking up even more. I've picked up a couple of more new spots that I'm going to be going to. But I'm just getting ready for, I'm preparing myself now for the festivals that's going to be coming up. And
Tyrone, how about you? Are you going to be able to handle all this, this newfound celebrity and busyness?
I'm going to do the best I can.
You're going to stick with it. I mean, you're all going to stick together for
yes, sir,
all
of us. Together.
Yeah, we're stuck now.
Tommy, you,
how I'm sticking there long as you let me do it.
This is something you've been doing for a few years now, but do you have a day job? You do this at night, and what do you do during the day? Do you have a job?
Yes, sir. I do real estate.
You do, Jacinta, you have a job also?
Yeah, I manage a loan company.
All right, and Tommy, how about you?
I'm retired.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, what does this mean? I mean, are you going to have to make some decisions with regard to Tyrone, with regard to, do I keep working or do I hit the road? You're going to take a Caribbean cruise. You're going to be in demand all over the country.
Well, I'm going to take the Caribbean cruise.
You think you're going to be able to go music full time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jacinta, how about you? You've got a decision to make.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm taking it one day at a time. But yeah, I love what I do. I love my job, but I also love singing. That's my passion. So I guess I'm gonna have to cross it when I get there, you know. Mm-hmm. But I am preparing myself.
How will you know when you get there? When the phone just doesn't stop ringing, people are offering you gigs?
They're not stop ringing now. They're just ringing all the time. All the interviews and everything, you know, I'm just trying to fit it in. Uh-huh. You know, I'm fitting it in, but this is my passion, and I'm going for it. Uh-huh.
Tommy, you're in a little bit different position as a retired guy. You can go wherever the wind blows you, right?
I can do whatever I want to do now.
That's a good feeling, I'm sure. We have another tune I'd like to play. Maybe you can tell me something about it, because I've heard it and I like it, but maybe there's a story behind it, Hassan, and that is My Love Is Not For Sale. My Love Ain't For Sale, I guess is the way we sing it in the blues.
Well, it's a song, a Bobby Bland tune that we just took and made an original out of it. And Mr. Tyrone McCain is the producer of My Love Is Not For Sale.
What's your story on My Love Is Not For Sale?
Well, we've been through a lot in life, and sometimes my love just ain't for sale.
Uh-huh. Is this an original song, or is this...
Oh, it's a remix of Bobby Bland.
Oh, Bobby Bland, yeah, that's right, you just said that. Mm-hmm. Are you on this one, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm playing guitar on it.
Okay, well, let's give a listen.
My love ain't for sale. 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 You may have lots of money and a mansion on a hill, a yacht to sail the seven seas. Appeal to kill all ears. You may drive a long white limousine with TVs and telephone. You may have the finest clothes you'd ever see, but baby, I'm still all alone. You can buy me diamond rings.
Love Is Not For Sale. That's Viz High C and her organization, First Start. Is that recorded here?
That was recorded here. Right now, we're changing it up a little bit, you know, before we put it on the album.
That's
the
album you're speaking about.
Yes,
the first album.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So that's probably as closest to little R&B as you know that I get. You know, because I like the Delta blues. That's me. But he wanted me to go out the box a little bit. So you know,
Tommy and Tyrone are featured prominently on that one. You had some backup singers as well.
Yes. Yes. On that tune, I had Mr. Roland Johnson. He did some background with me, and it was a fun song, fun song.
I have an email here from Sam Valenti, who says he is one of the three founders of the St. Louis Blues Society that originated here in 1984. He writes, congratulating Ms. Hi-C and Fresh Start on their win in Memphis. He adds, it keeps the blues flame growing brightly in St. Louis. Ms. Hi-C and the Fresh Start Band represents a teachable moment for St. Louis blues music lovers. That teaching is the blues is a black art form. Is it?
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. He's been around. Tommy Johnson's been around a long time. He's played with several.
I played with Lou Walter.
Lou Walter, well, there you go.
Doc Cherry and the Pirates, and Lou Milton, you know, and then.
Ike Turner.
With Tina Turner as well, did you?
Ike Turner.
Ike and Tina Turner?
Huh?
With Ike and Tina Turner as well?
I played with Ike too, yeah.
Why does the blues resonate so prominently in the African American music scene? Tyrone, do you know? What is it about this genre?
It's something that we took many, many years ago. It's something that we feel within our soul. It's something that an African-American generation can understand a lot, you know, especially to the times that we've been through and everything. So within life experience, that's what's called the blues, the life experience.
What do you think, Santa? How does it resonate in your mind?
I feel the same way, you know, throughout our life and our situations that we go through, you know, that's how I have embodied, you know, this genre to sing the blues, because things that I go through in my life, you know, I just start singing it, and that's why I can project it so good, because these are things that I've been through. Yeah.
You can't perform it if you don't feel it, right,
yes.
Tommy?
Right.
Isn't that a part of it? Only a few seconds left. Yes. What are your big performances coming up?
Well, let's see. Well, this evening, I'm asking everybody to come down and come down to KDHX. Meet me down there about 5:30. And this coming Friday, I'll be at this new place called Bridge Bar and Grill. That's on Natural Bridge, and Saturday 9:22, we're just gonna have a lot of fun. I like to give a big shout out to Mr. Pee-wee, you know, over at Deja Vu, and Al's on Lindbergh. Well, so had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you all for a job well done, and we'll be hearing a lot more of you and from you, I'm sure, the months and hopefully years ahead.
Yes, sir.
Thank you all so much. Tommy Johnson, Tyrone McCain, and Jacinta Branch Griffin. Thank you. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.